Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Secrets to Attract the Partner of Your Dreams teleseminar series. Well, tonight is our fourth and last call, Who is My Perfect Partner? So I'm very excited about tonight's call because you're going to learn some very interesting points about how you actually go about selecting a partner. So I'm Carol Anderson, and I'm your host on this series. We've had tonight is the fourth call. And besides being a licensed marriage and family therapist of 20 years, I'm only really one of a very small handful of certified Imago relationship therapists who also presents a workshop called Keeping the Love You Find. Tonight, we are going to talk a little bit about this word, the Imago. So you heard me mention Imago relationship therapy when introducing myself, and so I want to talk about what that word actually means. So Imago is Latin for the word image. And what you do not realize is that throughout your life, your unconscious mind has been creating an image of the perfect partner for you. It literally has been programming you to magnetize yourself to this partner that it has chosen. Well, at first you might think that sounds pretty good, but just don't get too excited yet. That image actually consists of a composite of all of the positive and negative qualities of all your childhood caretakers and other significant people you grew up with, as well as your own shadow and the disowned and denied parts of yourself. These are the parts of ourselves that our parents and society really didn't approve of. And you know what some of them are. Big boys don't cry. Girls don't be too smart or boys won't like you. Children are to be seen and not heard. Plus hundreds of more that we're not even necessarily aware of. So this perfect partner image in your unconscious is called an Imago match, because it's the perfect image or match for you. And tonight I'm going to tell you why. So you might really want to know, you might wonder, what in the world would have happened to me that would create this kind of image of a perfect partner for me? Why would I, you know, pick somebody like that? Okay, that's not a real easy thing to explain, but I'm going to do my best. So if you went to college and maybe studied biology 101 or maybe child development, you learned that at conception, maybe you learned this in high school, everything has embedded within it a blueprint for what it will become as an adult. Now, as humans, not only do we have a physical blueprint, but we also have a social, emotional, psychological, and spiritual blueprint. And this is all embedded within our DNA. So this blueprint actually involves accomplishing certain developmental tasks at specific ages or stages during childhood. Now, physical developmental tasks most of us are aware of. It includes things like first rolling over and then learning to sit up, and then crawling, and then standing, walking, and finally running. And most of you who are parents or have been raised around little babies understand this concept of developmental stages because you know that these tasks pretty much have to be completed in order for the next one to be fully complete. So think about your little brains when you were born. Our brain is like a computer, and when you were born, it came loaded with not much more than what we'd call an operating system. And so your parents, who were like the computer programmers, began to install software into it. Now, some of that software worked really well, but some had viruses because your parents were not trained techies. They were kind of do-it-yourselfers like we are. Well, nonetheless, all of that parent-child software is now completely out of date. And since most of us had less than perfect childhoods and have had plenty of contact with less than perfect people like our teachers, most of us have incomplete childhood developmental tasks. We call these incomplete tasks childhood wounds. It's a lot easier to say. Wounds are actually those childhood developmental tasks that were not completely finished or somehow distorted or disrupted. And this was usually because of what we call a rupture in the emotional connection between you and a significant childhood caretaker. So this does not have to be one particular issue, although it is possible that a one-time incident could cause a rupture if it's a severe trauma or abuse. But it's usually a pattern that was repeated in your relationship with a parent or maybe an older sibling, someone you were close to and looked up to for nurturing and protection. So it was a pattern of behavior and interaction. So it occurred over and over again. And so what happens is it's kind of like your computer program crashed and you can't get out of it. Have you ever had that happen where your program crashes and it sort of freezes and you can't get out of that screen? Well, in effect, a part of you froze at that particular stage in your life. And that's why when you get extremely stressed out or frustrated, you may feel like you're acting like you're a teenager or like you're 12 or like you're 4. Now, let me take that back. You may not feel you're acting like it, but people around you recognize, man, Susie's acting like she's about 4 years old. So, in fact, many of us most of us have many frozen parts at many different stages. So you can probably understand why you would fall in love with someone different than your childhood caretakers who have the positive traits. But why in the world do you think you would fall in love with someone who has their negative qualities? You'd want to run the opposite direction. Well, there's a number of reasons for this. You would think that you would recognize those negative qualities and you would not be attracted to them. But first of all, those qualities are actually familiar to us. Our little childhood brains actually see those negative qualities as what love is supposed to be. So we don't know, nobody defined love for us as a child. And so when we have a mother who's critical or a father who's absent, our little childhood brain sort of assumes that this must be love. And so when it's repeated in a relationship, in a new relationship, it feels like love. There's another issue going on here, and that is that nature wants you to complete childhood and heal those wounds. Now, if you know anything about nature, you know that it's only interested in healing and growth. In nature, everything is either growing, healing, or dying. As a result, a part of you strongly yearns for healing. And what better way to heal than to have your parents, who were actually the ones who wounded you most likely or most commonly, to have your parents do that healing for you. But the problem is, first, you're no longer dependent on your parents for that love and nurturing. You're no longer vulnerable with them. So since your survival is no longer based on your parents caring for you, and that's a key element, and you can't go back in time and become that, then your parents are incapable of actually creating that healing process in you. Additionally, your parents likely will not change. So even if they went to therapy and saw all of the error of their ways and came to you and apologized, it's wonderful and will change your relationship, but it won't heal that childhood wound that occurred so many years ago. So who can you look to for healing? Well, fortunately, nature has coincidentally supplied you with someone that your unconscious confuses with your parents, and someone that you unconsciously know has the potential to give you what you never got as a child, and therefore help you heal and complete childhood and finish growing up. So how do you know that your partner has that potential? Well, you knew because when you first fell in love during that romantic stage of your relationship, that honeymoon phase where everything is wonderful and amazing, they gave it to you. They met your needs and you felt that healing process begin. They also expressed those qualities in yourself that you had to disown or deny in order to be a part of your family or your culture. In your early days, this just was, like I said, it was just amazing, and you totally felt love. But what happens is once there's a commitment, like marriage, and what happens is romantic love wears off and you begin to hate those same qualities in your partner that you once loved. Now, I remember taking a class early on before I ever went back to school to become a marriage and family therapist. And I remember taking this little class, I think it was a Sunday school class on families and on marriage. And the teacher said, I want you to make a list of everything that you really attracted you to your partner, to your spouse. So I thought, okay, and I made this list. And I think I had about 7 to 10 things on that list, you know, and we only had a few minutes. And then he said, now I want you in the other column to make a list of everything that drives you nuts about your partner. And, oh, that's easy. And so I made a list of that. Now he said, now I want you to compare them. I could not believe it. I was so attracted to how fun and spontaneous and childlike my husband was. I mean, he was just like a big kid. I loved it. It was just so fun to be with him. He would say, let's just skip doing homework and go out to dinner and a movie. And I had never had that before in my life. I was raised by professional parents who always said, Carol, you get your work done and then you play. And so this just was refreshing to me. Well, guess what our biggest power struggle issue became over the years? It was, interestingly enough, that he would never do his chores. He always wanted to go and play. And he was always complaining about me because I just work all the time and I never have time to go and play. So that's exactly, every single item on my list was matched with one that drives me nuts now. So it's really very, very interesting. Once romantic love wears off, you begin to literally hate those same qualities that you once found so great, but you don't realize they're the same qualities. Now, in reaction to your behavior towards your partner, they become now least capable of giving you what you need the most. And the other half of the equation is that so do you. So what does all this actually mean? What this means is that you will continue to find partners who are either very similar to the ones you have always found, or who initially appear to be the extreme opposite. Now, this is not to say that they will have the positive qualities that your previous partner lacked. It means that the qualities that they possess will be the opposite side of the same coin, or in other words, the opposite negative quality. For example, If you used to be married to a stingy, tightwad type of person, your next partner may be the extreme opposite, perhaps spending too much money and being financially irresponsible. So then, how do you know if you're with your imago match? Well, chances are, if you fell in love, made some kind of serious commitment, stayed together for any significant length of time, then fell out of love, you are or were to some degree an imago match for each other. Now, what's so interesting is that the more intense your relationship is, the more of an imago match you probably are. Now, that can be intense positive or intense negative. The more intense your relationship, the more of an imago match you are. Now, this person will help you to stretch and grow into your full potential while healing your childhood wounds. And you probably would like to know if there's any way around this kind of an imago match, because it doesn't sound too fun, does it? And for those of you who have been in an imago match relationship where you had a lot of intensity, you know it can be pretty awful. So the only way around this type of a relationship is to never be in one. So while there are a few recluses in the world, you probably won't go to that extreme. You know, the biological drive for humans to be in relationship is just too strong. And so until those wounds are healed and you reclaim those disowned and denied parts, you will continue to attract and be attracted to those same types of unhealthy partners. That is, at least until you begin to stretch and grow into your full potential. So I'm going to tell you more about that in a little bit. But again, you might be asking yourself, well, Carol, I'm not in a relationship. What is the hope for me? Is there none? Well, I want you to understand that there's definitely hope for you. In fact, as a single who is not in a committed relationship, you are in the best position to begin to grow into the kind of partner you want to be. And if you'll remember my very first call, I talked about in order to attract a dream partner, you must become a dream partner. So being a single is the best time in your life to work on becoming a dream partner. And that's the personal growth that I spoke of that first call. Now, this kind of partner will attract a healthier version of your imago match. You'll always, always fall in love with an imago match. But you want to attract a healthy version, one that can do the work with you, one that is committed to personal growth. And if you're not interested in personal growth, and I assume that most people on this call are, or you wouldn't be here, but some of you might not have known what you were getting into tonight. You probably already hung up, though. What will happen is you will continue to attract partners who are also not interested in personal growth. And as I said on the first call, in this day and age, personal growth is an absolute requirement to be in a good relationship because everything has changed so much. I talked last week about that also. It's not about just survival anymore like it was when our parents or grandparents were young families. I think I might hear some of you saying, because you know, I'm so good at reading minds, I think I might hear some of you saying, but Carol, I go to regular therapy, I read lots of self-help books, I go to 12-step meetings and personal growth workshops. In fact, I love personal growth. I'm devoted to doing the work and I'm working on myself all of the time. And I still cannot find a healthy partner. I've heard many people say that. Well, you know, it may be true to some degree that you're doing a lot of work, but there's still something missing in your blueprint for growth that is keeping you stuck, or you wouldn't be finding the same kinds of partners that you keep attracting. There's something you're not seeing about yourself that is either attracting birds of the same feather or attracting your opposite. So how do you find out what your blueprint for growth is? Well, you need a strategically designed process to access the parts of you that you are not currently aware of or conscious of, so that you can begin to find out what you don't already know and then begin the work of personal growth. That way, you will be attracted to a healthier version of your perfect imago match. And like I said, if you don't do this work, you will keep finding the same kind of unhealthy versions. So before I go on, I think what I'm going to do is take a few minutes to answer your questions. And if you have any questions about this material right now, or if you have any questions about previous calls or anything else that we've talked about, go ahead and press the one key on your keypad, and I will hand you the mic.
So you're saying your imago match is could either be that or the opposite of that?
Okay, so think about whatever issue you have. Like, say with me, I was raised to be a little adult. I was not nurtured to have really much of a childhood. And so I was always reinforced to be responsible, to be grown up, and to get my work done. So that's not the issue. That's like a coin. And every coin has two sides. So on one side, it's going to look like over-responsibility, and it's going to look like a little kid trying to be a grown-up. And then on the other side of the coin, it's going to look like under-responsibility. Well, I guess the coin would be responsibility. So the other side is under-responsibility, where you're just like a kid all the time and you don't take responsibility. Now, first of all, those two sides are going to attract each other. Opposites always attract. So if you're the over-responsible, you're going to tend to be attracted to someone who's under-responsible, or vice versa. So if you then decide, you know what, say you break up and you decide, I am never going to be in a partnership again with somebody who is under responsible. I am not going to do that, and I certainly know what to look for. I know what the red flags are for under responsible. Well, guess what? You don't know what the red flags are for over-responsible, and you probably don't even realize that you were over-responsible in the relationship and that you were raised that way. You just thought that, you know, this is the way healthy people are. They should be the way you are, which happens to be overboard responsible. And so you're going to go out consciously looking for somebody who is super responsible. And because you're doing it in reaction to this other person, you're going to find more of an extreme version of yourself. So now you've found somebody who takes on all kinds of responsibilities. They work. They're workaholics. They never play. So they're just extreme. They're way worse. They make you look like under-responsible. In fact, they're so overly responsible now that you start rebelling against that, and you want to go out and have fun. And so in reaction, because relationships, you have to realize, relationships are always what we call reciprocal. We're always in reaction to each other unless we choose to be different. So naturally we just do a knee-jerk reaction. So you're going to flip over to the other side, and you're now going to start being the one who wants to play more. And you're going to say, hey, honey, let's go to a movie. Forget this. And then you're just going to start rebelling when that partner doesn't want to do that. And you're going to become more and more under-responsible, where then that's going to cause your partner to become more and more over-responsible. So does that make more sense, Melody?
Yeah, so trying to strike the balance here is it's like going from one extreme to the other.
That's exactly what we do. If we don't have the healing and the personal growth work so that we are, first of all, aware that where our wounds are. And see, I never realized that I was wounded by parents who, you know, encouraged me to be overly responsible. I never understood that concept. And by the way, if you're from a family where you're the oldest child, you're probably most typically, oldest children are over-responsible, and most typically, youngest children are under-responsible. Now, that's not always true, but it's just pretty typical. And so you're not going to recognize that in yourself unless maybe you've been to therapy or something, and or maybe you went to couples therapy. I mean, just going around day-to-day, living our lives, most people are pretty unself-aware. And so when you begin to develop this self-awareness and begin to understand your part of the problem and your issues in life and in relationship, and then you begin this personal growth work, which self-awareness is just the first step of personal growth, because it's about change, and you have to be aware that you need to change before you'll start changing. So until you do that, you're going to keep doing that flip-flop back and forth and back and forth. And you may sort of move a little bit, depending on the kind of partner, you may move in a little bit, but you'll not really ever find a partner who's really kind of in that center third. I always say it's about one-third in the center, and then one-third on the one side and one-third on the outside. It's kind of like what they call a bell curve. So you'll keep operating in those outer one-thirds back and forth until you do the work. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, you keep saying until you do the work. Are you? Can you elaborate on that? What is the work that, is there specific work that we need to do?
Yeah, there is. There is. And actually, I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit of one way that you can do that work. The other thing is the 10 tips call. 10 tips actually gives you kind of an overview of what you need to do, some of the things you need to do for personal growth. And then the second call, Be the Chooser, also does. All three of these calls, really, the last three calls, have really focused on what you need to do to attract a dream partner, and that's the idea of becoming a dream partner. And then I'll be telling you about my workshop too, which is the class I talked about last week, the teleclass, but especially this workshop that I'll be telling you about tonight will really go into a lot of detail about what's involved in personal growth work. It's kind of just a little bit of a summary of that is that you have to become aware of your shadow. Do you know what I mean by shadow? I'll just go ahead and explain the shadow. The shadow is a part of you. It's like a negative part of you that you're not aware of, but everybody else sees it. It's a part of you. It's not, well, I shouldn't really say negative. We perceive it as negative. It may come out like maybe you have a temper and you don't really even realize it. Maybe you're kind of rude to people and you don't know. Maybe you're a little cold and distant and you don't realize that. You know, so these different things that we all have, these different sides of ourselves that are not particularly socially acceptable. You know, so we just think we're perfectly fine. For example, my over-responsibility. I did not realize that that was a problem growing up and as a young adult, before I got married, and even in the early days of my marriage, I just thought that was what was the right thing to do. It wasn't until after I had kids and then my over-responsibility really blossomed and my husband's under-responsibility became real evident to me, then I thought he had the problem. And I didn't realize that we were balancing each other. And so that would be a shadow. And so sometimes other people will criticize you and give you clues to your shadow, but you won't pay attention to it. You won't believe it. So you need to know your shadow. You need to know what your disowned parts are. So that would be things like, you know, not expressing emotions because, oh my gosh, you know, men should not be crying. Or even sometimes women, we just should not express emotion. We're raised in families, possibly, who feel that emotional expression is wrong. And so we may disown our needs for affection. If you were raised in a family that wasn't real physically affectionate, then you're going to disown your need for physical affection and hugs and touching and things like that. And again, you won't know that because that's how you were raised and that's how you are. And you've lived with yourself for 30, 40, 50 years and that person has a problem because they're just so clingy. You know, they're just always hanging on you and, drives you nuts. You don't realize that you are the one that has that problem of not being comfortable with physical affection. So that's a disowned part. And then your denied part is something that you kind of know about yourself, but you deny it's really a problem. So let me think of a personal one. Okay, let's say selfish. Now, when I was a little girl, my parents always accused me of being selfish. They said, Carol, you are so selfish. I remember when you were 3 years old and you wouldn't let that little girl play with your doll. You just had to hold it all yourself. And I remember growing up thinking, oh, I don't want to be selfish. That's really a bad thing. I better really try not to be selfish. And so I adapted to that by being kind of over generous. And people who know me well, as some of you probably may already be finding out, that I tend to give away way too much. So, like, I will loan books to people and I won't bother keeping a good checkout system, and I just will assume that they're going to give them back. Well, of course, they never do. And I always give people in my therapy practice, I give them way more time. I'm supposed to only do a 45-minute session. I always give them an hour and sometimes an hour and 10, and sometimes even more than that because you know what? I'm not selfish. Nobody's going to be able to accuse me of being selfish ever again. I am so generous. Now, guess what? Selfishness is the human condition. And while there may be people who are truly unselfish, most of us are selfish. And there are many ways that I can be selfish. Just ask my family. And yet, if they say, Carol, you are selfish, I'll say, I'm not selfish. I'm just taking care of myself. So I will put a different term on it, one that is positive, but it's still construed as selfishness. I don't see it as being selfish, but it could still be perceived as selfish to somebody who's looking at me, and it might be selfish. So that's the denied self, and those are just three: shadow, disowned, and denied parts. Those are three of the parts that you have to uncover in yourself in order to begin to change and grow. And then you have to create a plan in order to work through these things. And I actually call that the attraction action plan, where I help you to really begin to change these things, these behaviors, and embrace the disowned parts, embrace your denied part and be able to change it if you need to, and be able to grow through the shadow side also. So these are all things that I help singles with in the work that I do with them. So I notice we're kind of running out of time, but thank you for that question, Amy. I'm going to put your hand down and mute you again. So I'm going to have to move on, and thank you for your questions. I will stay on the line after the call to answer any questions that people may still have come up with between now and the end of the call. Okay? Like I said, you really need a blueprint for your growth in order to access the parts of yourself that you're not currently conscious or aware of. And that's exactly why I present this workshop. It's called Keeping the Love You Find Workshop for Singles. Now, if you've ever been on, if you were on my calls in April, my 10 Tips calls back then, I introduced that workshop to you. So I'm going to introduce it again because it's really, really an amazing workshop. And I'm going to give you guys such an amazing deal on this workshop. You're going to want to take it up, I really am sure. So I'm going to take about the next 5 or 10 minutes to tell you about it. But before I do, I really want to tell you who this workshop is for. This workshop is for singles who are ready to find a juicy, lasting love and where partners will meet each other's deepest needs. Now, wouldn't that be great? And it's also for singles who are ready to identify and break their patterns in relationships and of finding the same kind of unhealthy partners. Again, these are those partners that I was talking about that you're attracting because there's something in you that is being mirrored by your partner. You're really finding this mirror for yourself. And finally, this workshop is for singles who want support in following through many of the concepts that I've been teaching in these last 4 weeks. And if you haven't been on all the calls, I will send out the link to the recordings and you can review those calls. So I'm excited to announce that I have 2 more singles workshops, the Keeping the Love You Find Singles Workshop, scheduled this year in various exciting and beautiful California locations. I have reserved 2 beautiful vacation homes. One is in the mountains, a really great cabin, huge, big, beautiful luxury cabin on 2 acres near Shaver Lake, which is above Fresno, out of the heat, in the tall pines in the mountains. And then the other one in October, the Shaver Lake is in July, and then the October one's in San Francisco. And I've rented just really a neat, completely remodeled home, vacation home in San Francisco. It's gorgeous. In fact, I have a slideshow of that home on my website. So here's what the workshop itself includes. First, it's a live event, unlike our phone calls. And so you'll get to hang out with and network with other like-minded, growth-oriented singles for the weekend. Now remember, that was one of the tips, is to create a community of like-minded, growth-oriented friends, because that's where you network with each other and you may find your dream partner there, or if not, you may find someone who knows the perfect partner for you. So it's really important to hang out with other people who have the same type of values and like-mindedness as you do. So second, you will get 22 hours of instruction from me about relationships, including participation in powerful exercises that strategically find the truth about your shadow, your denied and disowned selves, as well as your projections. I forgot to mention projections, but those are the parts of you that you find in other people. So like with selfishness, I will see selfishness in everybody else, but I'm not selfish. I'm generous, you know. So it kind of relates to denied. It's one way we deny. And then it'll also help you reveal and it'll give you insight into the reasons why you keep repeating the partner patterns. It will even help identify what those patterns are. A lot of people don't realize that they have patterns of in relationships until they do this kind of work. And by the way, if you will take that perfect partner quiz that I'll send to you, then you'll see what your patterns are too. And I'll teach you some really vital communication skills as well, because communication is one of the most important. Next to personal growth, communication, effective communication, is probably the second most important actual skill of a relationship. And then there are some transformational relationship processes to help you in all of your relationships, whether they're romantic, platonic, or professional. What I'm going to be teaching you in terms of communication and these transformation processes will help you in all of those. And fourth, you will start creating and practicing your dream partner attraction action plan. Now, that's just what I was talking about. That's sort of like the blueprint for your growth. And all of this will help you first become a dream partner so that you can attract a dream partner, and then finally begin the journey to the relationship of your dreams. So finally, we know that there is a huge difference between knowledge and action. You can know something, but if you don't put it into action, it doesn't do you any good. And I don't want people to just go home after that workshop and put their book on the shelf and forget everything they learned during the weekend. Therefore, I'm offering 12 bi-weekly 90-minute group telecoaching sessions. That means everybody gets on a call like this, and it's very structured, and we have 12 sessions, one every other week, for 6 months, basically 24 weeks, for 90 minutes. And during that time, people will be able to continue to build their attraction action plan, or get feedback on it, or get help with ideas about how to do it, or report on it. So because, however, it's an interactive group, I can only accept a limited number of people into it, so I have to limit that number to the first 10 who sign up. And so I will limit 5 from each workshop. So by now you might be wondering what all of this is going to cost. And just as a matter of comparison, I think you need to know that I have paid easily several times $500 for 5 hours of teleseminar classes like this one, but 5 hours for $500. So you're getting 4 hours so far for free. And additionally, I know really plenty of coaches who charge over $1,000 for their 2-day workshops. Normally, I charge $100 for each of those 90-minute group coaching calls. So that is also $1,200. So total, that adds up to anywhere from $1,700 to $2,200. But don't worry. Don't start going into hyperventilation, because I'm not charging anywhere near that much for the Keeping the Love You Find workshop. So my 22-hour singles workshop is only $497. And you know what? This is the best $497 investment you can make in yourself and in your future relationship. However, because I am so committed to your learning this information and participating in this transformational workshop, and because I am not selfish, remember, I am generous, I'm prepared to give you another bonus. For those of you who don't have to think really too much about this, you really already know that this workshop is for you. Anyone who registers for one of my 2 remaining workshops, Shaver Lake in July or San Francisco in late October, and the dates are on the website, you'll find those out before you register, within the next 72 hours, so what is this? Wednesday night, so Thursday, Friday, by Saturday night at this time, Saturday night, say 8 o'clock, you will get an additional $100 discount off of the workshop, and that drops the price to $397. But because I'm not selfish, I have another bonus for you. So I I told you before that I tend to be a geek for giving value and discounts. And again, all my colleagues just tease me because I just really give away too much stuff. And I really want it to be, I want you to get this information and have this experience of this workshop. And so I want it to be a no-brainer for you. And so if you really want, if you were really thinking about that relationship success training last week that was $97 and you missed it and now it's $197, you really wanted it but you waited too long or maybe you weren't sure, you know, and you really also, this one sounds good to you, so you really would like both of them and you can't make up your mind, but you can't afford both. If you'll register within that 72-hour time frame, I'll throw in the relationship success training class for free. So at least until that class fills. And I have space for only five more in the class. So when five people sign up who want that class too, then that is over. That offer's over, and then you'll have to go back to paying the $197 for the relationship success training class. So if you have already signed up for that $97 class and you've already purchased it and you would like to take the Keeping the Love You Find workshop, then all you'll need to do is to take $97 off of the workshop and it'll only be $300. For those of you who have not purchased the workshop, then you just will get that workshop for free, that class, I mean, the teleclass. So that will basically drop that workshop down to $300 for everybody who signs up by Saturday night. Oh, darn! I almost forgot. I have another gift for you. Oh, shoot. Okay, one more bonus for you. This is the absolute final bonus. And this is a free 6-month exclusive membership in my online community for graduates of the workshop. So that means that when you have graduated from this workshop, you will be given an invitation to join this online community. Right now, I've just started it, so there's not a lot of people in it. But by the end of the year, it will be starting to really fill up. And so this is a place where you can just interact with like-minded singles who know exactly what you're talking about. You can share your attraction action plans with each other. You can get to know each other. You can get each other's emails and phone numbers and go out on dates if you want. I don't care. But you can meet for dinner with a group if you're all in San Francisco, a bunch of you, or some of you are in Fresno or Santa Cruz or wherever you live. You can meet with each other, and it'll be kind of like a meetup. And so once the group grows to 20 people, then I'm going to put it on a more sophisticated group membership site like Ning or something, but I'm just going to get it started out in Facebook. So you will be able to join that for 6 months. So this means you'll have the 2+ day. It's Friday evening at 7 p.m. to Sunday evening at 6 p.m. That's 22 hours for the Keeping the Love You Find workshop. You'll get the 12 every other week 90-minute group tele-coaching sessions. And you'll get the 8-week relationship success training teleclass. Now, see, it's just a little bit different of an approach from the Keeping the Love You Find. Keeping the Love is more about the unconscious forces that are attracting you to these wrong partners. And relationship success training is, after you've dealt with that other stuff, this will help you balance that out. So they go really well together. They're very complementary. And that was, I talked in detail about that in last week's call. And you can actually go on my website and check that out too, as well as the online singles community for workshop graduates. So you get all of that basically for $397 if you're not registered yet for the relationship success training class. So I just want you to ask yourself if you can really afford not to do this for yourself and for your future relationship. really think about what has this problem of remaining unhappily single really cost you, not only financially, but emotionally and physically over the years that you've struggled in relationships and not been able to find a healthy partner that you could have a long-term committed relationship with. And how much longer are you going to wait to make those changes that you need to begin to attract your dream partner? Now, I have one guarantee, and that is if you do nothing different, nothing will change. So for those of you who know your dream partner is waiting for you, or you want to become a dream partner in order to attract a dream partner so that you can begin the journey to the relationship of your dreams, get a pencil and jot down this website where you can register as soon as the call is over. Remember, there's only room for 5 in that 8 teleclass, the Relationship Success Training teleclass. So if you want to get in on that deal, you're going to have to be in that first 5. So it's www.keeptheloveyoufind.com. Now, the workshop is Keeping the Love You Find, but if you go there, you won't find me. So it's keeptheloveyoufind.com. So remember, if you're in the first 10 to register within 72 hours, you'll get the $100 discount and the 12 group coaching calls over 6 months. That's every other week for 6 months. Will really get you grounded and get you on the road to personal growth. And then if you're within those first 5, you'll also get the 8 session, those 8 90-minute classes on the phone. So I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. And don't forget to sign up for your free 45-minute Dream Partner Strategy session, where we'll go over some things that might help you. I'll give you some really customized tips that will help you to really begin to attract the partner of your dreams. And the people that I've done this with so far have really been pleased with it. I've gotten a lot of great feedback. So you can sign up for that also. I'll send you the link to that. So I want you to all remember that your dream partner is waiting for you. And I look forward to seeing you at one of my workshops or teleclasses this year. And I'll probably be repeating this whole series of 4 over sometime, maybe towards the end of the year or the first of next year. And I will stay on the line. So I just want to say good night and thank you for being a part of this call series. And I know that your dream partner is waiting for you. Just be ready to know them when you meet them. So good night now.